Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Libya is scheduled to hold its first elections in more than 40 years this Saturday, but the election campaign has been overshadowed by recent violence between rival tribes. Just last week, more than 100 people were killed in the fighting. The ouster and death of Libya's longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi 8 months ago has exposed dangerous divisions that Gaddafi may have tamped down when he was in charge. The BBC's Wira Davies visited Libya and reports on the tribal violence.
On behalf of Captain Wilkinson and the entire crew, welcome to Tripoli, the local time here.
Returning to Libya after a couple of months away, one thing that apparently hasn't changed is the power exercised by the revolutionary militias. None more obvious than units from Zintan in the west of the country. Zintanis, for example, control security at Tripoli's international airport. When that authority was challenged a couple of weeks ago, fighters stormed the runway, closing the airport for several hours. In Libya, where many men owe their allegiances to their tribe above their country, there is still fighting and people are still dying. In this regional hospital south of Tripoli, dozens of wounded men are recovering after fierce intertribal clashes broke out last week. "I'm a schoolteacher, not a fighter," says this man from the Mishasha tribe. "I was shot in the leg when Zintanis fired on us with big, big guns," he says. "They just want to steal our land." Fighters stand in the baking sun, not quite sure what their next move will be, as an uneasy truce begins. Tribal clashes in the western mountains have left more than 100 people dead. The reasons are complex. Some disputes date back over generations. But Juma Ali Fima, a tribal negotiator brought in from eastern Libya, says the recent fighting won't undermine the stability of the country.
"They are Libyans. They are supporting this revolution. They are not supporting Gaddafi anymore. Libyans are united. They will be one government. They will be one nation. They will be one people.
No civil war.
No civil war at all, I am sure."
Driving through the desert town of Mijda, with former rebels now drafted into a makeshift national army. Shell and rocket damage betrays the ferocity of the fighting, and you can't help but conclude that there's a complete lack of central government authority in many parts of Libya. In recent months, several Western symbols have come under attack from Islamists in Benghazi. The British ambassador's convoy, the UN and the International Red Cross among them. Fateh Abaja, a member of the National Transitional Council in Benghazi, says those calling for strict Sharia or Islamic law in the new Libya are in a minority, but they are dangerous.
"Some of these groups are Muslim fundamentalists or Muslim extremists, let's put it this way. And these people are very close to Al-Qaeda. They are anti-democratic freedoms on one hand and anti-women. And democracy to them, it is prohibited. It is evil, in fact."
Libya is nothing if not complex. But despite the recent upheavals, the UN envoy to Libya, Ian Martin, insists that central authority is growing steadily stronger and that the forthcoming assembly elections are an important part of that process.
"A country that hasn't held elections for 47 years and is in a post-conflict situation will not be ready in a matter of months by some absolute standard. These interim authorities inherited very little in terms of functioning institutions of government. Certainly the longer I've spent in Libya, the more devastating I've realised that legacy is."
Amid all the negative stories coming out of Libya, very few people you speak to actually regret what has happened over the last year. The sun is now going down here on the Corniche, the famous seafront in Benghazi. Families are out walking along the beach, children playing on the bouncy castles. People don't really know what is around the corner for the new Libya, even if those first elections will actually take place. But nobody wants a return to the past.
That report from the BBC's Wira Davies in Libya. Going to take a break. When we come back, new purported evidence and that Penn State scandal seems to undermine what school officials say they knew and when they knew it. That's in 1 minute, here and now.